Well, that's something about Elvis is on. We were just having a little debate about that.
Can I just say, before we introduce the marvellous Bernard Cribbins, yeah. to Colin Hamblett, who? I'm so sorry that you didn't get your intro and the...
Yeah, I know.
I mean, come on, people.
Yeah.
What happened?
Bernard Cribbins is here. That's what happened.
Has something gone wrong?
We just did a brilliant new business.
We tried to sort of segue beautifully into the last track,
and it had to be on my go, didn't
it? Segue.
Yeah.
Musical terms.
Have you ever done this, Bernard? Radio presenting?
Segued?
Have you segued on radio?
No, not really. Not in this sort of, you know, massive production like you're involved
with. Massive production.
I mean, tinsel and cakes.
Orange squash juice.
And a bucket full of cherries.
I'm just stuffing my face. I just keep being brought food this morning.
Why didn't you shave?
Because I was trying to keep up with you. Look, you've got some beard.
That's stubble. This is a beard.
I'm trying to catch up.
Oh, I see. All right. Well, I forgive you then. I thought you'd just been rather lazy.
I'm aspiring.
And Catherine hasn't shaved either, I bet.
It's on radio. You don't need to.
Did you ever meet Elvis, Bernard?
Never. No, no.
Because you've met just about everyone else.
Not really, no. I met quite a few people, yes, because I've been around a couple of weeks. And I never met him. He only landed here once, didn't he, according to somebody? Didn't he land in Scotland somewhere, en route from Germany, going back home?
Did he ever actually work here at all?
No, I don't think so. Unless he worked under an assumed name.
Sure.
Charlie Drake or something.
Yes.
Yeah.
Didn't he tour then? Never. Lots of people shaking their heads.
How could you not know
that?
Yes, well, never mind.
Were you a fan?
Not madly, no. No, no. I like sort of, you know, Lead Belly and Big Bill Brunsey and people like that. No, I was more bluesy than poppy stuff, really. Yeah.
Did you have a lovely Christmas, though?
We did. We had a very quiet Christmas. Yes. The two of us yesterday, Jill and I, we just sat there and demolished a duck.
You ate quack quack?
Yes.
Duck instead
of... right?
Instead of... Yeah.
What, you go and feed him in the park, do you?
Not allowed to feed them bread, actually. Everyone feeds ducks bread, don't they? But it's actually not very good for them.
Oh, really?
I've never seen a duck sink through eating bread.
No, why is it not good for them? What does it do?
Well, doesn't it... they just say it's not good for them. They're supposed to eat algae.
Well, you can't walk about with a bucket full of algae, can you?
It's difficult.
You get on a bus with a bucket full of algae, the conductor says, excuse me, what's in there?
Exactly. It tends to slip through your fingers as you sprinkle them.
Indeed,
as well.
Indeed, yes. You know, I think bread's all right, isn't
it? Is it?
Well, wholemeal, yes, that's what we eat, you know.
Yeah, it's all right.
With hasn't done you any harm,
multigrain,
has it? You were brought up on bread, weren't you?
I was brought up on bread.
Did you eschew turkey on purpose, or do you just prefer
We don't like turkey particularly.
Really?
No, not particularly.
I love turkey.
Isn't it quite
dry? Well, if I'd known, I'd have brought you one.
Yeah, I can't believe you didn't.
Did you eat turkey?
I ate turkey.
Yes. What did you have?
Some vegetables, thank you.
Yeah.
Just vegetables.
Were they arranged in some lovely way?
They were made to look like a turkey.
Yeah.
But what I don't like is...
A tofu turkey.
It is the point of doing nut roast in the shape of a turkey.
No.
Hot nuts.
No, there's no point. There's no point, is there? No.
No.
No, just get the nutcrackers out and get going. Like
my mum made beef actually yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
And she wasn't very happy with the dinner as an event, and she actually said at one point, yeah, I'm not quite sure what the timings are, but you can eat beef raw, can't you?
Well, it's true.
You can. The Japanese love it.
If you're a lion.
Yeah.
Yes.
It was very nice. It was very nice.
So you had raw beef and vegetables.
Well, I didn't.
What did you have with your duck, Merlin?
We had roast parsnips, boiled potatoes, sprouts, which are very nice.
A boiled rather than a roasted potato?
Yes, we had boiled. Well, I mean, you know, they've got sort of, you know, moisture and grease with the duck, so you don't really need roast potatoes.
We had roast parsnips,
which are lovely. I do like roast parsnips.
Yeah, yeah.
I think they're probably my favourite cooked vegetable ever.
Good.
Yes, really nice.
You've learned something new today.
Mm.
Yes.
Apart from roast potatoes and things like that.
Yeah.
I do like veggies. What did you have roast of veggies yesterday?
We had parsnips.
Yes.
Don't really like them.
Do you know what? You're the only vegetarian who doesn't like any vegetables, aren't you?
I do like vegetables.
Well, can I have your parsnips next time then?
Yes, you may. Okay, you may have my serving.
Now, Bernard, you were magnificent. last night.
Yes,
what happened
we
last
were.
Night?
We were all in it, but you were the best.
you were the best.
Were you in it?
Yeah, I was in it.
That's one of Bernard's things, isn't it? Whenever you do a take with Bernard, after they shout cut, Bernard always says, you were the best. But last night, Bernard...
No, when he's working with me, he says, I was the best.
No, it was all very jolly, I must say.
Yeah. It's really quite...
It's a very dark episode, wasn't it? It was quite dark and sort of, you know, shouty and...
We're talking about, incidentally, the End of Time Part 1, the Doctor Who Christmas special that was on last night, which all three of us were in, so we're being very smart about that.
Yeah. Yeah.
But the end of it.
Oh, yeah.
The end.
Very exciting.
I can't wait for the next one because I've been people have been asking me, you know, about the very last one.
Yeah.
And I have to say, I didn't get the last four pages
Did
of the script.
Did you never get them?
No. I don't know what happens to you.
Really?
I mean, you could still be in it as far as I know.
Can you imagine if it's just a big ruse?
One big ruse.
Yes. Hang about. He's still there.
Yeah. Matt Smith was in on it all the time.
Matt Smith is actually me in prosthetics.
Yes. But it was so easy to talk to me because they try and winkle it out of you, don't they?
Yeah.
Of course.
I just have to say, I'm sorry, I do not know. You can tear my fingernails out and
you won't get anything.
Eat all my vegetables and my parsnips and I still can't tell you.
No, you get no change out of me.
Just shake me and I might rattle.
I think we should play one of your songs, Bernard.
Oh, right.
I think it's only right and proper.
Absolutely.
Can we all join in?
Well, you can. Do you remember the words?
You know the words.
Some of them, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Do you blank now on these songs? Oh, it was a while ago
yes.
now.
We were at a party. Have I time to tell you this?
You have all the time.
We
in
were
the world.
At a party a couple of years ago. It was George Martin's 40th wedding anniversary. And we had a lovely party. Well, he did my recordings, you see.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And at his lovely house up in the country there. Rolf Harris was there, and of course, being Rolf, he brought his squeeze box, so he was doing the Quarter King Caractacus, that one. And then at one point, he said, come on, Cribbins, get up, we'll do right, said Fred. And I said, right, you see, because I'd had at least two Orangeades and a Coke as well.
Uh-huh.
And I went down, could I remember the words? No
really?
Way. No way, no. He knew them, I didn't. Yes, because he loves it.
There's a lot of them. There's a lot of words in this song, aren't there?
Yeah, yes, an awful lot. And I remember getting to the second verse and singing total rubbish and then said, that was the Polish version.
Well, apparently this is the English
She's very
verse.
Fast. Right, said